92.3 is FM Talk.
Hello, folks. Live and local, John Potter, every Saturday 9 to noon. How are you today? I appreciate you tuning in. It's a pleasure. I look forward to this all week long. Right now, it's open topic. I brought up a couple of things, got more to talk about. Were you CrowdStrike? Biden, of course. The convention. Haven't even touched on a convention. And those are national issues, but I want to hear what Northern Nevadans think. 884-9910. Let's go to those phones. Cheryl bringing up the topic of public art that I brought up a little after 9 this morning. Cheryl, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate your show and letting the folks chime in. I have two quick comments. That piece of art that you quote, air quotes there, that we have on South Virginia and McCarran, my daughter dubbed that Klingon museum art. That pointy thing.
Anyway, I don't get it, and I was told to hush up about it when I was at Channel 2 because apparently there are some people who like it. I don't know. Remember when it was red? It was red.
Yeah.
And then people complained about it, and now it's painted white. I don't know what it is now. I avoid looking at it, to be honest. I'm a walker. Yeah. I walk by it. It's rusting now. It's a horror.
Yeah, no
I'm
doubt.
Sorry. If the artist is listening, I apologize. But this public art, some of it just bugs me to no end. I don't know what it, you know, you're being coy by not saying what it represents or any. I know it doesn't represent anything here. I just don't get it. I'm just showing my age again. You know, I like the old Western art classics. So
me too. And you know what, John? I'd like to comment on that stretch of road that goes north to Costco from McCarran. I used to love driving that and looking out and seeing those beautiful natural mountains with, you know, mountains are made of dirt and rock, right? And but it's beautiful nature. But what does the city come in? They come in and plow off the side of that mountain, and then they bring in their own rocks and their own dirt, and they contrive it into this pattern, and then they stick some rusty pieces of iron in there with fish, and it just their definition of art is just, come on, we have natural mountains and beauty to look at, and I love looking at it,
and
then
nothing,
I see this and we're paying for it.
It's so arrogant to think that this art can be better than what God created out there with our beautiful nature outside. Are you talking about sound walls here and what they did to the... Okay, including the one that's upside down by mistake?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do better than nature? And you're just going to haul in a bunch of sand and rocks and then contrive it into your own little pattern. And then we have to pay for that, John.
I know, yeah. Yeah, now you get me mad again. Oh, my gosh.
Well, all right. So how do our normal citizens get to chime in on, maybe we could vote on what's the beautification and where
well,
it goes?
You know, we can't be arrogant enough to think that there's only one kind of art that is the right art. And the city has apparently this big public art budget. And, you know, we can't really tell them what kind of art to pick. I'm just saying the art that they have picked is less than impressive.
I would have to agree with that, John. Some of the art, now I've got to say, it's not all just the cities. Federal government has the highway stuff that they do, like along the highway and things like that. But I just did a public search for urchin, and basically, the South Virginian McCarran item, 46 foot tall sculpture made from repurposed steel beams, inspired by the clear night sky and desert flora found in Reno and in the Great Basin. Large spines in white extend up from the geometric steel base, reminiscent of a thistle.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to be?
Yes. That's what
okay,
I just.
Well, nobody
I just,
knows that.
I don't even know if it has a name. I just call it the spiky thing. The yes. artist didn't even give the name to it. So what's it doing there? I don't know. But you know what I'll have to say, Craig, as you're driving to Carson City to produce this show. Carson City put up some nice stuff along the 580.
Yeah,
Yeah, with the deer and the animals there, made out of iron and such. That's sweet.
Yes.
That's the Western art that I appreciate. Yeah,
but me too. And also, John, that whale downtown is beautiful. I will say that.
I'll tell you what, Cheryl, get a close look.
I haven't been up close to it.
It's kind of been beat up, maybe by the homeless there. And they actually have spent tens of thousands of dollars to repair it because it's kind of a target, sad to say. But I respect this structure because it salutes Reno's proud whaling past. So...
Yeah, well,
leave it alone.
Thank you for letting me chime in. But I just wish we could keep our natural beauty and not have it contrived to something else. And I bet there's a lot of other people that agree.
You humans, we can't be arrogant enough to think that we can improve on nature. And the vistas and the landscape here can't be beat. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate your show.
All right. So, John, the official name of it is called the Reno Star, also known as Cosmic Thistle.
Oh, come on. A kid in fourth grade could come up with that idea. This is a great thing to bring up and talk about during our town, isn't it?
It reminds me, you ever played the game Pickup Sticks, where you drop all these things on the ground and you try and pick them up without moving any of the others? Yeah, that's what this reminds me of.
Okay. Let me ask you, have you been CrowdStrike'd?
No.
Has anybody out there been I think that's going to become a word.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a verb because this thing was so huge.
Yeah. It only affected in Reno. By what I read yesterday,
it was
only affected not the airport, but only American Airlines at the airport.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Our airport, for the most part, wasn't affected, from my understanding. It was just American Airlines was the only airlines that was affected here. So, and at the time when we looked, there was only one cancellation and like 15 delayed. But
well, I bought some stock, and I'm a stock worry wart now. I don't have this CrowdStrike stock. But it only went down 13%. I was amazed.
Yeah, it was down as low as 20% and had a rebound. So
yeah, it did. I thought it would go down like 50%. I don't know how a company could. I mean, picture all the lawsuits. Lawyers are drooling over this because we had hospitals that had to cancel and postpone some life-threatening issues with operations. They couldn't do them. People probably died over this.
From my understanding, it affected the anesthesiologist and giving them anesthetic for the surgeries. Yeah,
billions were lost. Airplane reservations, all sorts of stuff. Companies stopped in their tracks that had to be trillions of dollars in losses, and they're going to hit this company as well. They should. CrowdStrike. You ever hear of testing updates before you slam them into the internet? I mean, so much for quality control. I'm not a computer expert, but I don't see how they could be that stupid. I mean, whenever there's an update, you're supposed to do testing before deploying it to production. They should have run a test upload on one isolated airport first, right? Like, pick on some place like Bangor, Maine, and put it at their airport and see if it works. They should never upload to all systems around the world without a small system test first. I mean, I would assume they have a separate system, smaller but the same, to test and debug the updates, but they didn't use it. Maybe they keep cutting the workforce and expect who's left to pick up the slack to do it. And don't just use Windows for the whole world. That was another problem. This is a massive failure of operations and quality control, and it'll happen again for sure down the road. Maybe next time might be a devastating worldwide hacking issue. And despite massive amounts of money already spent on cybersecurity, the number of breaches continues to increase dramatically. This one that we just underwent, the biggest so far. Something is not right. Again, I'm really beginning to feel that computers are not worth the malfunctions. I am a, what do you call, Luddite? I'm a Luddite. Radio and TV stations in my past, and hospitals, airlines, manufacturing plants, everything, were never stopped in their tracks like this before computers. Does anybody remember the old mechanical carbon paper credit card swiping machines? Nothing went wrong with those. And fully staffed human accounting departments, people answering customer service on the phone. Yes, Craig?
Oh, no, I was just sitting here thinking.
But the glitches and the downtimes were rare, and the world ran efficiently. Well, maybe not that efficiently, though it never crashed. And now the world has all of its eggs in this one basket. It's scary as hell to me. How long, I wonder, before a widespread catastrophic event where banks can't transact or groceries can't be purchased because the cash registers, they won't open? Science fiction? Well, I hope so. Remember when phones were reliable when the power went out? Now, if you don't have power, you don't have a phone. Nature and life seems to be telling us go back to basics and reliable systems no matter what, because between computers and internet networks and energy infrastructure, we're extremely vulnerable with this current singular point of failure. Am I right? This is why I turn my automatic updates off. So, yes, I'm on Windows 7. I am.
Well, you're a few years behind.
And it works.
Yeah.
I get annoying messages from credit card companies, but it...
Well, here at the studios, in fact, this Reno studios as well, all of our computers are either Windows 10 or above. But like you said, Windows updates are turned off because with our automation system that runs the stations and plays the annoying commercials, those computers, we don't upgrade those until the company that we get the automation system from has tested it. And then we will do the Windows updates. So,
boy,
because we don't want to take us off the air.
That can be done. I remember at Channel 2, we had to go through these online lessons to what not to open online and what not to click. And if you did click something, then you were punished by having to go to another class where these cartoon characters told us what we did wrong.
Well,
online,
we actually had one
humiliating.
We had one of our clients the other day. He came in, I think it was Wednesday, Wednesday. He came in and he had got one of those. He had clicked on a link in an email, and it popped up his browser window that wouldn't close. Nothing else. Da 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 da. It gave him a phone number to call for Microsoft to fix it. And when they talked to Microsoft, they said, okay, you need to deposit this amount into Bitcoin, and the closest Bitcoin thing to you is in Carson City. So he went to his bank, withdrew all the money out, came down. He stopped here at the studio to tell me what was going on first. And I said, you've been scammed. Don't do it. Go back to your bank. Put your money back in the bank. Because the scam was that if you didn't, your computer was just going to be totally useless. It was going to be a boat anchor. And they gave him a phone number. The scammers gave him a phone number, which sounded like a Microsoft phone number. And he had called it. They're the ones that gave him the information to do the Bitcoin. But I said, and told him that the bank had contacted them, that his bank accounts had been compromised. So go ahead.
Obvious to you when they start talking about deposit Bitcoin, I just shake my head what people fall for. But then again, I see some very convincing emails. They get the logo of the company up there and everything.
Yeah, but ended up happening, I told him, take it back. Because they told him, the Microsoft told him that that his bank accounts had been compromised and get the money out of there as quickly as possible and convert it to Bitcoin. Now, he was following through on that, and I said, stop right now, go back to your bank, redeposit the money, talk to your teller or the branch manager where you're at, and say what you got, the email that you got or the screen that you got, and have your accounts been compromised. And because it's a total scam. And people are falling. Now, I'm 63, you're 70. He's right dead center in the middle between the two of us. So there's our generation or older that have absolutely no idea that this would be a scam.
And would
trust it and would go pay it.
Yeah. It's scary when I forget my password. I was at password.com. I forgot my password to password.com. It's too much.
I use a password manager myself, and I really, really like it, because as soon as I open the window, it gives me access to all the passwords to my different items. But yeah,
I don't know. I spent a huge chunk of my life trying to figure out and backtrack and do things because of the computers doing stuff. I tried to make a blood draw appointment for my wife and myself at this MyChart, and the system won't let you reserve for two people, just one. So I tried to make her reservation online, and it thought I was trying to change my initial blood draw appointment, and it just went back and forth, and it never worked out. And I'd pick up an old trusty telephone and show my age.
Yeah, right. your rotary dial phone?
I'm a Luddite. Luddites unite.
What's a rotary dial phone?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for bringing up the age 70 thing. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I'm John Potter, 884-9910. It's 1022. Going to take a break. Be back in a few. Phone lines are open for anything. We haven't touched on Biden or the convention, but we will. 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1022.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local, talking about CrowdStrike, which crowdstriking, were you crowdstriked? I think it's going to become a verb. I really do. And I hope they sue the heck out of that company. But we got talking about fraud, about scams online. Some of them are so sneaky and so believable that I have to do a double take and think. But listener Phil sent us some audio. Craig checked out this audio, and I don't know what it is. I hope it's educational. Craig, could you describe what was sent to us?
It's the typical scammer talking to a scammee, somebody who's being scammed.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's hear it. Go ahead.
Listen to me. Just keep quiet and listen to me, then only I will show it, okay?
So you need to go to a Target gift card shop and you need to buy two $500 Target gift cards. I'm telling you, you have to go to Home Depot and you need to buy the gift cards from there. You know, you will find so many different gift cards in different stores. But in banking, we accept only two or three gift cards for the encryption process.
You have to log in into your bank account on this computer, okay?
You don't need to call the bank, all right? You will lose your money if you will not do this thing.
If I hang the phone up, there's going to be a hold place on your account because you don't want to comply to put a security verification on your account, okay?
I'm telling you, ma'am, you don't need to call the police, okay?
My senior authorities are going to sign an arrest warrant. They are going to issue the arrest warrant under your name.
Do you agree to cooperate and work with the federal officers on this recorded line so we can go ahead and clear your name from this case file?
Do you have a caller's ID? Look at the number that I'm calling you from. I'm calling you directly from an 800 number that is on the back of your car. This is the head office, okay?
Your social security number has been compromised.
So can you please confirm your 9-digit social?
Don't share this conversation between you and me with your grandson. Don't share this conversation with anyone, okay?
How much cash do you have on you right now? I'm going to have you take your insurance for your package to the FDIC, okay?
You have to listen to my instructions and you have to do what I am asking you to do, okay?
You have been blessed by the Almighty himself.
Listen, honey. Okay. Darling, listen to me. Baby, shall I call you darling?
Okay, so that's a montage of real scammers who were caught on tape calling these poor suspecting people. That one scammer, you have to go to get a gift card to Walmart. That sounds exactly like my HP printer support person. I think he must have another job. Very interesting. I guess I'm lucky. I haven't had those calls, but I'm sure many of you have because I keep hearing about this problem. So just beware. There you go. We're going to hit on the convention, Biden, a lot of local issues, and a lot of great emails going to get into, too. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local every Saturday between 9 and noon. Going to break for Fox News. Be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1029.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Beautiful day for a radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, 884-9910, number to call in or text. Got a late birthday wish. I turned 70 last month. Email, happy birthday, John. I'm 3 years older than you. We can't help growing older. Growing up is optional. Getting old does not mean growing up. Don't let the old guy in. And enjoy your government health care. Every bit as good as your trip to the DMV. Thank you. That was pretty good.
Along with what that texter or emailer just said. Yeah. Like, my brain says I'm 25. My body says screw you.
You know what? For the past 30 years, I still picture myself looking like the guy who was 30 years old when I lived in Las Vegas. And just recently, I'm realizing that that's a fantasy. But thank you, Alex, for writing that. I do have plenty of gas left in the engine, and I am keeping up with maintenance. Don't let the old man in. Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Though I am looking to buy this old-fashioned candy necklace, but instead of candy on it, it's going to have Tums and ibuprofen with a little tube of Bengay hanging in the middle. Gosh, that's another million-dollar idea right there. Got an email about what I said last Saturday about Redbox in town last Saturday. Well, they're gone. This person sends me a link to a news story from the Wall Street Journal about how the whole Redbox operation has closed up nationwide. So if you have a Redbox movie or a video game you haven't given back to the machine at 7-Eleven, I guess it's yours. For more than two decades, this company has rented out DVDs at thousands of locations. There were about 20, 25 locations in Reno alone. I've never seen anybody stop and use them besides me. But things I did not know from this article, the Redbox parent company was Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, which filed Chapter 11 and then Chapter 7 due to people not using DVDs much anymore. You know, these people figured if I have enough money to get a DVD, I could get a Netflix or a YouTube TV subscription and rent anything I want. And besides that, people stopped buying the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. It just kind of petered out. You know, people don't. They're just not a thing anymore. And this so reminds me of my members-only shirts worn with my Timex and my Pendleton sweater and Hudson Bay suede jacket. There's a time, and it doesn't last long for brands. And I can't believe, speaking of clothes, I walked around Reno in the 70s wearing cowboy boots with disco polyester Kiana shirts, which will never come back in style. But that's the way of the world. It just disappears. Dave writes, after all the Costco talk we had last Saturday, John, if zombies attack, go to Costco. There's cement walls, years worth of food, and tons of supplies, plus zombies can't get in without a membership. Yeah, but Dave, you see, a lot of zombies already have the memberships, and there's proof of this. Just look at the way they leave their shopping carts everywhere. So, you know, let me see here. There was something on tattoos. Saw this in USA Today, and I bring this up that because Reno's a big tattoo hotspot. It seems like there's a tattoo shop at every corner. But there was this article this week, and younger folks are getting bummed out over their tattoos, specifically Gen Z, those in their 20s. USA Today this week did a big write-up on how a whole gaggle of 20-somethings are in the middle of tattoo regret. They're bumming out that they got ink. It's been trending on TikTok, too. Who has the most regrets? The article says women getting married. A lot of brides are venting about how they were not thinking about their tattoos before, and now they're going to clash with their wedding dresses. Regretting tattoos is obviously common, and USA Today says as millennials get older, they're having to come to terms with their Harry Potter, Disney character, infinity sign, and tramp stamp tattoos, which just are not 2024. Some folks spend thousands of dollars on their tattoos when they were in their 20s. I mean, imagine if you put a shirt on once when you were in your teens or 20s, and now you have to wear that shirt, you know, for the rest of your life. And that's what it feels like to get heavily tattooed before you turn into an older adult human. And they now have tattoos that don't reflect where they are at 40 or like 46 years old. When they were young, it's maybe a time when they weren't taking life too seriously. And now, you know, they have these adult problems and the body just doesn't, the body just doesn't match that where you are today. I have a friend who is getting a tattoo removed. Actually, he has three, and it is a lot of work to get these removed. And is it like when you buy something new, like clothes, and you look at them like 10 or 20 years later and they just don't age well? That's what I'm thinking. I read this and it reminds me of how every summer I see more tattoos. That's when they come out. And I can't picture the people who got them thinking that they would look great in 20 years. You know, people who get entertainment tattoos, it's always risky because, like, what if you got like this R. Kelly or Diddy tattoo because you really like their music and now they're known for beating girlfriends and holding them captive? I mean, I'm still bummed about my Bill Cosby tattoo. another big one is when you tattoo your, you know, girlfriend's name on and then they break up, and that's pretty common, but at least it meant something at one time. I want to get into, do we have time? Yeah, we do. Serious stuff that President Biden may be teetering on this announcement about his future in office. And to be honest with you, they may be working now on what's the best way to roll this out. He has COVID now. Even viruses want him to step down, folks. Will the doctor come up with a public diagnosis? Will Biden stand up and say my interests are far less important than those of my country and my party? Some senior Biden officials say that other Democrats' growing doubts have made his exit inevitable, even as his campaign still insists he will be the nominee. Biden has argued privately that he has a better chance of beating Trump than Harris does. Oh, be careful what you say about that, Joe. And more Democrats are defecting. John Tester, senator from Montana, urged Biden to drop out. One congressman sent him a letter this month comparing him to a tiring baseball player. Joe Scarborough, a true blue Biden supporter. He hosts Morning Joe on TV. Actually, from what I've seen, he's like the biggest Biden supporter. And he suggested this week that Biden's aides should push him out. But just yesterday, Biden put out a statement that he's going to return to the campaign trail next week. He is now isolating after the diagnosis, and as of today, he shows no public sign of stepping aside, even though he appears in private to be softening his insistence on remaining in the race. Still, it seems to most people, I believe, increasingly lucky that we are in the last days. I know I said this 3 weeks ago. They're really, I think the whole strategy of the Biden camp is running out the clock. It's pretty obvious, right? It seems impossible that his candidacy can survive And once that inevitability is acknowledged, it would make sense for the wheels to turn quickly. Well, today, Nancy Pelosi, I said this a couple of weeks ago, it's all up to Pelosi. If she pushes him to drop out, he will. She's the most powerful voice, I think, in this situation. Well, she's reported to have told colleagues that she favors a competitive process to pick a new nominee if Biden drops out, instead of automatically anointing Kamala Harris. And today, the Biden campaign has reached out to Democratic convention delegates to ensure their support. I'm thinking he will most likely bow out in the next few days, but not by his choice. They had to at least give him an out to do so. And how ironic that it's COVID, you know? Or is the COVID diagnosis even true, or a set-up excuse or way for him to hide? It is sad for the country that he cannot step down with dignity because of his and his family's desire to always be in power. You know, you feel bad for him. We know dementia is a horrible thing. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I saw two loved ones suffer with it. Even Biden doesn't deserve that. And then again, the big difference is that we supported our loved ones instead of exploiting them. That's the difference. The last 3.5 years has been a sad and public display of elder abuse. But it's a country where right now, like, who's in charge? Who is actually the president? Who's actually getting these things, decisions done? How are things processing? Who's the genius behind the wall? Is Obama calling every morning? And I think we live in a hostile world. History teaches us that the world is always hostile. And sometimes when you're a bit rudderless, like we are now, that's when, bam, the bad guy likes to hit. And that's a worry. And we have some bad guys out there thinking and planning, like Iran and maybe especially China. So always got to be on guard. We need a president who's awake after 8 p.m. We'll be the first to tell you if anything big happens this morning, as always. And we'll be sure to follow the campaign between Trump and somebody. It is time for a break. 884-9910 is the number, which is a professional microphone operator way of saying, please, please, in the name of all that is holy, please call. We have open live and local lines, 884-9910. Back with you in a moment on John Potter here on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1047.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
John Potter live and local, much appreciated, the calls and the texts. Let's get to the texts this morning, 884-9910. Craig, what you have direct access to these texts.
I do.
And what are folks saying this morning?
Well, one of our earlier texters with that long one that you were talking about, another caller calls in or texts in and says, I agree with the texter.
The one who said to shut up.
Yeah. That,
right.
Okay. There's another text that came in. We had, I guess during the weekend, I saw the video. Grasshoppers. We appear to have tons and tons of grasshoppers in the area. Says it looks like in any 3 yards there's two. Yeah, there's hundreds of grasshoppers. Okay.
I was told about this, and I noticed on Nextdoor.com people are reporting hordes of them.
Yeah.
I've been here, of course, forever, as I've said. I don't remember grasshopper invasion here. These aren't quite the Mormon crickets. They're smaller,
and
they fly,
yeah,
don't
and
they?
Another texter during the week that I saw said, are these related to the locusts, the plague of locusts? Are we getting the plague of locusts now? Another texter said, I still have a rotary phone. It's hardwired to my 1918 home and works when the power's out. But I can't call anyone because everyone else's phones don't work.
Well, a lot of people think their line phones are like they were before, where if there's a power outage, you still get the dial tone and call out because there's electricity in the copper lines or something. But what the companies have done is turn those line phones into internet enabled phones. And and I figured this out that I am paying for a line phone, which is only hooked up to my router.
Yep.
So
if the internet goes down, if their network goes down, your phone is dead. Yep.
Yes. So they don't make them like they used to with the,
not
with
at
the
all.
Line phones. Yeah.
Another texter said, please do not say Biden has an age problem. He has a mental illness.
Okay. Much appreciated. I do appreciate that. That's a good point. Yeah.
And that's where we are.
You know, it's funny how Democrats are freaking out about this, because I really don't get the trauma that the top Democrats are going through over dethroning Joe Biden. A lot of bedwetting from the media, too. I think if the move is made, and of course it would have to be made by Biden himself, if he himself takes himself off, it would be, just 3 days of loud reaction and the top story in the news for 3 days. And then it will be all tributes to his career by the friendly media. And whoever is running in his place will set off some new excitement, right? It's not going to be, why are they drawing this thing out? I'm telling you, the public with its short attention span, it'll be, the uproar will only be 2 days, 3 days at the most. You know, you really have to know how Democrats and really most Americans are just starving for some youthful energy and competence to help our country.
Yeah.
So we're going to have like 3 days of big news if it happens, tributes and real excitement in the race. It won't be to the Republicans' advantage. They want Joe to stay in, and they're honest about it. They say that the Trump campaign has set this whole thing up for Joe to be their opponent. All the attention will be on the new candidate. The Democrat-friendly news media will fawn over this person and put Trump in the background. Look at Biden's media now. They have to report on his miscues, and they hate that. But to say that it's too late to replace Biden, it'll take over a month. What? The nation will be in trauma horse hockeys. The uproar over in days, the media will do its thing, and Trump may be stopped from winning the landslide. Okay, I think he'll still win. The only thing that bothers me is the voting public made Biden the nominee. These are sacred votes. And it's surprising to me that the party that's all about democracy wants to discount those millions of primary votes. Yeah, how does that happen? And just have the smoke-filled room pick the new candidate. That does not represent voting Democrats. And number two, I said this last Saturday, you do not get to replace your presidential candidate months away from the election just because his polling is bad. And to be honest, this is all about his bad polls. The Democrat bigwigs don't care about the competence of a president. They want to keep their power. And we all know that this is being pushed by, it seems, half of Democrat lawmakers and big shots only because polling says they're going to lose. And that is not enough reason, or I don't think a decent American reason to override the votes of millions of Americans. This is not a board game. It's democracy, Democrats. Anyway, I got into a discussion this week with a friend who believes that if Biden drops out, that it will not help Trump one bit. I said, maybe if his successor is Kamala, right? And he says, no, that the two camps are too far apart, that he can't see anybody going from one side to vote for the other. Do you agree with him? Would Trump get more votes if it's another candidate? And which one would benefit him the most? I think Newsom would benefit Trump the most. So much you can say about what California's turned into, right? Our number to give your take, 884-9910, as always, I'll be grateful for your call. And by the way, I think it'll be Kamala, even though there is nothing in the Constitution or elsewhere that says the vice president automatically gets that spot. You know, Amendment 25 only says the vice president becomes president if the president dies, resigns, or is removed from office for only the current term and not the campaign for the next one. But number one, only Kamala can use all the millions and millions, maybe billions of dollars that the Biden-Harris campaign has raised that belongs to either one of them. That is all important right there. Case closed. Number two, advantage Kamala, since the Democrats can't afford losing the black or the women voters by choosing someone else over her. So they're in a real bind there. So I think 85% chance Kamala, 15% chance they see what we see, that she has the worst poll numbers against Trump. And Democrats being what they are, only going by the polls, not competence or what's best for the country, just polls, winning, power, no matter what their primary voters wanted. But actually, only Biden can theoretically choose. Only he can decide to leave his office in this situation. And only he can tell his delegates who to vote for at the convention. Am I right on that? You know what? I feel like I'm already burned out on this election. How is that possible? Once again, 884-9910. Would love to hear your opinion. Only got 1 hour to go. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. At 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Be back after Fox News. Give us the very latest update from the White House. 99.1 FM Talk.